The Phil Show.
Feel good? I might even go out there and mow, and I think that's the big question that we'll have to ask Neil Denton this morning as we dig in the dirt. Ladies and gentlemen, digging in the dirt with the incredible Neil Denton. And real quick, let me tell you, WLOS-TV Asheville says, says that the little pigeon set a record. It's higher, evidently, than it's ever been. Gosh, flooding. And by the way, the pigeon, well, not the little pigeon, but the Pigeon River. Haywood County, and that's coming towards Newport. Just telling you right now.
And
I don't know if you know this, Neil Denton, or not, but Newport now at least 5 feet above flood stage, and they're predicting it could go to 17 feet above flood stage. And I know you got probably still got some kin in that area.
Yeah, I do, and that's a it's a terrible thing for those folks, and especially for the fact that there's a lot of crops that are going to be lost along those rivers.
Yes, sir.
It's a horrible time of year to have a flood.
Oh, because you know, and so many right there, really at the Nolichucky and the Pigeon. I mean, those fields are full of whatever. One of our little doggies has a squeaky toy, or your gassy one. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a squeaky toy.
You sure?
It's a squeaky toy.
Good to have from the University of Tennessee Agriculture Extension Department our buddy Neil Denton. Neil, we're gonna do a reality show. Neil and the dogs.
I'm trying to get it away from her, but I can't.
Oh, that's a game. Well, now, once you tried to do that, that's a game now.
I know.
There's no way. All right, Digging in the Dirt brought to you by Pro Solutions in Maryville with Neil Denton. Pro Solutions, premier supplier of turf and ornamental agriculture and pest control products for your commercial and residential needs. Will ship anywhere. Yeah, you start. Yeah. Just let her have it and then play with it. And then you try to get it. Oh, it's a game now. And she's bringing it over there going, just try to get it, fat boy. Come on. Give it a try. Bend down here. Come on.
That's right.
I know exactly.
I finally got it.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Now, are they going out and bringing some mud in yet, or how are we doing there at the Denton household?
We ended up here with about 2.5 inches of rain. And it came over such a long period and so relatively slow and steady. There's not a lot of mud here. And we were so dry, most of it is soaked in, which is great. But this has been a wonderful rain for much of East Tennessee, very well needed from the plateau over through the mountains. But unfortunately, that heavy stuff also causes a lot of flooding, and it can cause a lot of damage to several people. So we need to keep thinking about the things that people have lost, even though we're happy for what we've gained.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there is no question. I'll tell you, the amount of rain. Well, we got 3 inches here. Now, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's close. Your brother has the digital. He'll tell you if I'm close. Mm-hmm. And all of that. Neil, I can hear my yard growing, and because I've had this little infection thing here, this bacteria, I have not been able to mow, although I feel good enough to do it. Do you think it'll dry out enough today, or is it soaked in enough where it'd be okay?
Probably so for most of us. The ground is so accepting of water, particularly the way it came in this rain, and it was so dry. So I think that if the sun pops out this afternoon, it'll certainly be dry enough for many of us this evening to get out and do our mowing. A lot of folks have been putting off mowing, including me, until we got some rainfall. And it looks like there's a good chance of more rain tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, so this may be our only window to get out there.
And that is exactly what, great minds think alike, or at least you and I. Yeah, I was thinking, that may be what I need to do. That sun pop out there, and I'll take my shirt off and welcome everybody to the Philbio Gun Show, baby. Coming up, the skunk problem, the critter skunky problem, and... I was telling a minute ago, I got so many green beans, so proud of those. And do millennials have gardens? And what's weird is, I've got Landon's, I've got his search history here, and I'll read that for everybody.
The Phil Show.
Yeah, it's a Phil Show, News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I was saying a minute ago, Asheville in Western North Carolina, incredible water there, and it's coming this way toward Newport. There's a car lot. They just showed a picture of a car lot. You know how cars, they'll put balloons on the cars to show them off, maybe on the antenna, and all you can see is the balloons. Yeah, we're digging in the dirt with Neil Denton, brought to you by Pro Solutions, premier supplier of turf and ornamental. They're in Maryville. Check them out, man. And we may need them to get some pest control. We'll talk about that in a moment as we get with Neil. And Neil said, because... we've got a window today to mow, because we got more rain coming. Got more rain to coming. Today may be the window. And my wife is, she's still got one or two more days in quarantine, too. And the thing about it is, she's just bored, and I think I may have the answer for her. She's my weed-eating baby, and I'm her big boy. She says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I say, honey, I got a surprise for you. It's weed eating. It's weed eating. Oh, the dogs are digging it. Yeah, all right. She's my weed eating baby, and I'm a big mowing man. Yeah, all right. Thank you, doggy.
Wow. Great.
That.
Now I'm sick.
Yeah. They're giving me much, much applause. Much, much applause.
Tell my appreciation.
Kind of like Neil going to the bathroom. Oops, step on my suspender. All right, where were we?
You're what, huh?
All right, it's good to have you. We got a lot of rain. It's in the ground. It's great. I was telling Landon earlier in the show, how at some point in your life you're more proud of things, like your yard, and you get to a certain age and you do things. Like I said, if you were to come by here now, I would, take you into the kitchen and show you all the green beans we got,
Wow.
And we even had one. We had a volunteer, last year, year before. We grew those Japanese green beans, the real long ones,
Yeah,
I mean, they get 3 and 4 feet and curl up like Howard Hughes fingernails. Anyway, one of those just kind of popped up, man. That's kind of neat. Does that happen a lot? Those, I call them volunteers.
Yeah, we can get a lot of volunteer stuff coming in the garden. Of course, tomatoes are notorious for re-sprouting in the garden. If you have some that go bad and fall off the vine, most of them, however, are considered to be, when they come up, a lot of them are hybrids when you plant them. So the seeds in them will revert back normally to the little cherry tomatoes or tomato tomatoes.
Right. Yeah, we dig that. Yeah, but like I said, you get to a certain age, and you do that. Do millennials, have you seen, the big chief over the UT Ag, have you seen millennials now gardening more, Neil?
Yes, I have, and there's a whole lot more interest in small gardening. Mm-hmm. And, people have learned through the years that you cannot get a tomato that it tastes any better than one that comes right off the vine in the backyard.
Amen.
I mean, when you let them get red ripe on the vine and bring them in and blossom, they are so good. And one of the things to remember about tomatoes that people often mess up with, tomatoes should never go in the refrigerator. They need to be kept at room temperature. Usually around 72, 73 degrees, something in that low 70s. And they will stay fresher and better. If they go in the refrigerator, they'll start to go down on you and lose taste.
Yeah.
And lose that firmness that you like.
You ever put them in a poke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can put them in a paper bag. And it's incredible. Put them in there for, I don't know, 18, 20 hours. It's incredible the ripeness that happens. And you pull it out of there and then get it back to room temperature. Slice that up with some salve. That's good on about anything. But I was asking you about millennials gardening, and I thought, well, maybe Landon has thought about gardening. And I got part of his browser history, and I'm just looking here for some things. Here is part of his browser history. He searched for coffee shops that no one else has ever heard of yet.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of those.
Why isn't Metallica on Mount Rushmore?
We'll get there someday, baby.
Is it okay to be 36 and be on TikTok?
No. Well, I found out the answers now.
Here we go. What's worse, the Taliban or gluten? Let's see here. Basement makeovers on a budget. Safe spaces near me. Here's a good one. This is craft anyway. Crafts to do with a stack of unopened student loan bills. And at what age should I stop collecting Star Wars figures? So evidently he's not into the gardening, but he has a problem with skunks. That we'll get to along with Mike and Robin and some other questions when we get back. Let's give you the phone number and let you skate with us. 656-8255. That's an 865. 656-8255. Neil Denton digging in the dirt. Come back with us.
The Phil Show.
The water's rising in Cock County this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful, please. And certainly, you know, I keep thinking about the road coming out of Newport to Hot Springs. And if you've ever gone down through there, you know, there are not only homes, but there's quite a few campers that are just there pretty much year-round if you've been through there. And I think, Neil, you know what I'm talking about. Man, those things have got to be – they got to be floating down a river right now. And with more coming out of western North Carolina, this could be just a wee bit gnarly. Digging in the dirt with the incredible Neil Denton, ladies and gentlemen. And it is brought to you by Pro Solutions, a premier supplier of professional-grade agricultural turf and ornamental and pest control products, and a team of experts that work with pros, and you get solutions to your challenges. Now, Landon has a bit of a challenge. Every morning he smells, and you smell it. Is it in his house? And I think it might be grubs. He's got a skunk issue.
Well, it's not every morning, but every now and then I'll get up.
Best thing to do is probably to hire someone to come in and trap them out if they're hanging out around the home. We have a similar problem. It's not right at our house, but almost every morning or late evening, I can smell a skunk. It's not real, real close, but they don't have to be real close to get a pretty noxious odor. So there they go to look for them. But anyway.
Yeah, don't just aim in it. Well, we hit that sucker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the best bet. You can trap them yourself, but it can be a rather ticklish situation when you do trap them. And what you do with them afterwards is you should let a professional handle it, particularly if you're in a residential community.
Neil, I had a similar problem. And they were coming in my yard at night and eating grubs, and I got rid of the, attempted to get rid of the grubs, and I think I did because they didn't come back after that. Food source, if you get rid of food source, they'll go away, won't they?
Yeah. And it's right now is the time when you can spray for them. There's a short window in late August, early September to spray for grubs because they're close to the surface. They're beginning to feed. But as soon as that weather changes and we get the hint of fall in the air, those grubs start to go very deep in the ground.
Yeah.
So you can spray in this short window from now until through the first week of September. Then you need to back off. Your material is not going to do any good because it's not going to reach them. So you can use grub control now and get some success.
Mike is on the live line for Neil Denton as we dig in the dirt this morning. Mike, you're on the air with Neil Denton.
Good morning. I got a question about Bradford pear trees. We had three that my wife can't stand them. She'll like smell of them, long story short. I decided to cut them down. So I cut one, got rid of two of them. One of them I cut, and it left a stump about, I don't know, 6-8 inches above the ground. I just didn't have time to get the stump out of there. Long story short, that portion of my yard has gone berserk with little saplings popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's literally taking over that side of my yard. How do I get rid of them without just completely destroying that portion of the yard? Or do I just need to kill that whole portion of the yard and start over?
Okay, here's what you need to do. If you still have a stump, you still have the stump at 6 to 8 inches out of the ground?
Yes.
Okay, you need to make a fresh cut on that stump about a couple inches down. As soon as you're done with that, there's a product called Tordon RTU. Now, if there's other plants around, it can affect them. If there's other shrubs or trees close to the stump, you can pour that on that fresh cut. You can get this Tordon RTU at your local farmer's co-ops. Or if there's other things around, you can buy concentrated Roundup or glyphosate, that's active ingredient, and mix it about a cup of the concentrate with 2 cups of water and just pour it on that stump very carefully, making sure you cover the whole stump and particularly around the edges of the bark.
Okay.
That will get herbicide down in there and it will kill most of the root system. Anytime you cut a Bradford pear or any type of weedy tree like that, you need to immediately treat that stump to keep the root system from sprouting.
Okay. Yeah, the closest tree I have is some oaks that are about 20 feet away. So all these saplings are all connected through that root system?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well, wow. Thank you very much, and y'all
You're
have a
good
luck. Yeah, good luck to you. Let's see who it looks. Ladies and gentlemen, Van Elken said he had a skunk coming into his yard. He used a solution that he said he poured human urine around the border of his house. The skunk refused to come in.
And so did everybody else.
Well, Van's like that. That way Rosemary don't have to cook or nothing. I'll tell you what, that's like
yeah.
All right. Wow. Oh, God. Neil just sent me the, these dogs are squared off against each other, taking that squeaky toy away. All right, let's go to Kale. Kale on the live line. Kale, good morning, sir.
Hey, Phil, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm doing good, my brother. This is this Kale Parrott? Which Kale? Is this Kale?
It is.
Oh,
it
man,
is.
I love you, man. Good to talk to you. You got something for Mr. Neil Denton?
I do, Neil. I've got a problem at my house. I've got a mole. And I called an exterminator, and he came out there and spread these granules all over my yard. And he said that'd take care of it. Well, he come back. What else can I do to get rid of this little booger?
You can buy something called a mole trap. It's a trap that you can get at most of your local hardware stores or any of the stores that have a garden center. And you need to just follow directions on it and set it. That's the best way to get rid of moles. Typically, you'll only have 3 or 4 at the most. making all those tunnels. So if you can get a couple of them trapped out, it'll usually the problem will go away.
Okay, so the granules probably didn't or not going to do the job.
Well, sometimes they will, because here again, same thing Phil was talking about. They're trying to go after the food source more than likely, trying to kill the grubs.
You.
However, moles, if you have a lot of earthworms in your yard, moles can switch over to them. Grubs are their favored food, but they will switch over to earthworm. So,
They're digging in my flower beds, underneath my flower beds, underneath the weed barrier I've got, and it's actually they turned some flowers over. They've dug it up, and yeah, so I got to get rid of them things, Phil.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound exactly like moles. Moles usually make the little tunnels that when you step on them in the yard, you can feel them rise up.
That's what it is, but. They've been digging around the tunnel goes around the flower, and it's loosened the root system up, and I've got some marigolds that's huge, and they just sort of fall over.
And let me ask you, I don't know if Carl Spackler is still in business or not, but that would be another person to call. If you've ever seen the movie Caddyshack, he goes underground.
Yeah, buddy.
You get Carl in there. Tears in his eyes, lining up a putt. Yeah, he was a looper. Anyway, yeah, Carl Spackler would be the way to do that. It is about 8:47, the Phil Show. Digging in the dirt with Neil Denton. We're coming right back.
The Phil Show.
Yeah, baby. Digging in the dirt with the incredible, knowledgeable Neil Denton, brought to you by Pro Solutions, Maryville. Professional-grade ag, turf, and ornamental and pest control products, and great advice.
Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.